Well, let's go this way.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm really pumped up and excited for it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, and it's on the move right now.
What you said?
We're on the move right now.
Oh, yeah.
To the garden.
Special Survivor Series episode. Yo, like, literally right outside the garden.
It's yep.
The most famous arena. That's time big. So, you guys know the number, you know. We're gonna talk sports, entertainment, everything else as usual.
Yeah.
And I guess before we talk exclusively about today's major event, we're gonna spend a couple of minutes on the Jets' horrible loss on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, we're going to pretty much spend most of the time covering the Survivor Series, which is going to start.
Of course.
In about an hour or so from now.
Yeah.
We'll also talk about the Syracuse, what happened there. Some of the stuff. So I guess we'll lead off with... Let's kick it off a little bit.
Okay. Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I know, man. The guy's unbelievable. I mean, just, you know, they had a, at one point, they led the team 9-6.
Yeah, and, I mean that.
Man, it was, this guy, man, I mean, the Broncos were like 1-4 before he went into the starting, before he became the starter, and ever since he, he's been playing.
Yeah, he's been on fire.
Yeah.
But he can't throw for shit.
He's a horrible thrower, man. I mean, Michael Vick with the Falcons seemed like Dan Marino.
Exactly.
This guy, man, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, this guy, he's pretty much a running back in a quarterback body.
Yeah.
This guy, he was, I mean, one of the most heralded quarterbacks when he was, you know, in college.
Overrated. Very overrated.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, he's beating people with his brains and with his feet. I mean,
yeah, that's all he could do. He can't really throw a head for shit. His life depended on it. But, yeah, I mean, he makes plays and moves with his feet. And we saw that Thursday night, you know, he got that that winning 20-yard, ran for that 20-yard touchdown. And the Jets weren't expecting it, I guess.
Yep. I don't know how they
guard.
I mean, you got to give the defense, you got to give Rex Ryan, you got to give Sanchez, you got to give the whole team pretty much an F, especially the defense. I mean, they had the lead. I mean, they pretty much blew it. I mean, Sanchez did have that costly interception, which led to a touchdown, defensive touchdown. But I don't know, man. It's, you can share the blame with everybody.
Yeah. And like you said, it was a pretty boring game.
Yeah.
Not much action, not much offense.
Funny thing is that I don't know what happened to me that day, but I felt extremely tired. So when I kept waking up and going to sleep. When I woke up, it was like 9-6. Then when I woke up again, it was like 10-10. I'm like, what the heck happened? And then when I woke up, I don't know, about an hour later, then I found out the game just ended. It was crazy. I mean, I don't know what happened. And let's just face it, folks. The Jets, they got to win right out the rest of the way because they're desperately in a huge – they're in a bad situation here.
Yeah. But hopefully they'll rebound, you know. Who are they playing next?
What are they playing next, you said?
Yeah.
I forgot. Forgot who they're playing next, but their record their schedule should be easy, with the exception of the Giants. But then again, we all expected them to beat the Broncos, but that ain't happened. So
yeah. Oh wells, and now Will, we're in the back of the Garden right now, where people are standing outside and waiting the superstars to come in the back.
People are, like, hyped for this Survivor Series. But
shit, me too. I'm about to rock bottom these kids. I told you.
But before we talk about that, we got to talk about the other major news. The major news that hit this week is the Syracuse with the whole ball boy situation. Pretty much one of the assistants allegedly might have molested two of the ball boys.
Oh, that's no surprise.
Well, hopefully that wasn't the case, but I mean, it's sad, man. It's just really messed up.
Yeah, it is messed up, but you know, what can you do? I mean, Sandusky and Paterno and McQuarrie? McGreeky? That's his name?
Yeah, from Penn State, you're talking about.
Yeah, they're all responsible. They didn't report it to any of the higher ups, any of the police. And now they're gonna have to face the consequences.
Yep, and now apparently, similar situation still, except the head coach Jim Boeheim. He said that, you know, he stand behind his assistant coach, and he doesn't believe he did anything that he's allegedly accused of, and some of his their former players, like Don Wallace, you know, they stand behind, you know, their former assistant coach. They believe the, you know, the alleged molestation is totally false.
Man, that's bull.
Hopefully for the children's sake, you know, this is utterly false, but it's just a messy situation. 2 weeks in a row, you know, two prestigious, you know, college schools are being hit with this. It's messed up.
Man, it's a bunch of bull. And you heard his excuse, oh, yeah, he's like, he tried to justify his situation and rationalize it, I think. Oh, I've wrestled with the kids in the shower, but I've never touched them. I've never touched them in an appropriate way. I mean, shower them doesn't make it better. Doesn't make it right either.
Yeah, with the whole Penn State situation. Yeah, I mean, it took him literally 16 minutes for him to admit that, to say that he didn't do it, and he had to repeat the question, like, I don't know, like 2 to 4 times to repeat the same question. I mean,
right.
You can clearly see this guy is trying to think of an excuse and a lie to come up with, but, I mean, we pretty much know he did it. I mean, you know, there's no way around it, pretty much. I mean,
he's full of balloons.
He'll get justice.
Right, exactly.
For these kids, I mean, it's messed up.
Yeah, well, he'll get what he deserves. Life in prison and some mangina.
What did you say?
He'll get life in prison and some mangina. All
right, well, speaking of that, let's switch gears exclusively to the Survivor Series. That's why we're here right outside MSG.
Right outside in the back.
Arena here.
Yep.
And it is packed. It is crazy over here.
Oh, yeah. There are people waiting out here, waiting for the wrestlers to arrive, I guess. Some of them probably even arrived a long time ago.
Yeah, most likely. Because they know it's going to be hectic.
Exactly.
As
you see the buses.
What did you say?
You see all the wrestling buses outside.
Yeah.
In the back of the garden.
Oh, yeah. And of course, this is the 25th anniversary of the Survivor Series.
Yep.
And this is, I believe, the second oldest pay-per-view event after WrestleMania, I believe, right?
It is. It is. Yeah.
We always do it big here in New York City, especially at MSG. So it could be a historic night.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm pumped up. Let's review some of the matches tonight.
All right. Okay. We're gonna have the traditional Survivor Series match. Team Orton versus Team Wade Barrett. Team Barrett. And to me, it looks like the team Barrett one. It looks like it's more stacked. I mean, you got the United States champion. You got the Dolph Ziggler, who's gonna compete twice tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got the United States. I mean, the Intercontinental title with Cody Rhodes.
Yep. Supported that too.
Back to, you know, he's going back to his dashing gimmick.
I kind of disagree with that. I thought, like, the mask gimmick, that was working for him. I don't know why they abandoned it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think they should have kept it. I mean, he should have, you know, still walk around with it. I mean, it could have been like the cast for Bob Orton, you know, his
right.
gimmick. So I think they should have kept it. I mean, he's getting the push with it. They should have kept it on, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, other than Orton and Sheamus, I mean, to me, the Team Warren one looked kind of weak, but I think they're going to win anyway, you know. Of course, they have, you know, Kofi Kingston, who's the current tag team champion and former United States champion. And who else is on that team?
Let's see. I think it's is Evan Bourne? No, Evan Bourne's not competing, is he?
No, Evan Bourne, he got suspended.
Sheamus?
Yeah, Sheamus is on that group. You predict Team Orton's going to win.
Oh, of course.
And who do you think the sole survivor is going to be, Orton?
I think it will be Orton and Barrett, two captains.
You think it's going to be Barrett?
Orton and Barrett will be the last two, and Orton will be, to be the sole survivor.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, but I think I agree with you on the final two. I mean, logic is telling me it's going to be Orton. That's going to be the last man standing. But I think they're going to – maybe they might surprise us because, I mean, 99% of the time Orton, you know, and Cena win their matches. But as of late, but I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to pick Barrett to be the sole survivor.
Oh, really? Wow. That's shocking.
Yeah, they've been pushing the guy lately. I know I'm going to be probably most likely kicking myself when, you know, I'm wrong, but I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to pick Wade Barrett, sole survivor.
Well, you might be right. I mean, I could see it going either way tonight.
And Dolph Ziggler versus most likely it's going to be John Morrison, even though the fans wanted Zack Ryder to compete. Here's what I think. If it's John Morrison as they predicted to be, then Ziggler will retain. If somehow Ryder gets into the event, I'll pick Ryder to win it, to finally win the United States title.
I think it'll be Ziggler winning tonight.
Who you think?
It's gonna be Ziggler versus it's gonna be Morrison versus Cody Rhodes, right?
It's gonna be Morrison versus Ziggler, but some of the fans are petitioning that, you know, Ryder should get a shot. So I think if somehow Ryder could somehow get it to be a triple threat match, he'll win. Even though usually WWE makes a person lose in their hometown. But I'm going to go against the grain and pick Zack Ryder to win, if he's in there.
I don't think he'll be in there tonight.
If not,
I think it'll be a one-on-one match.
Yeah, that's what it looks like it's going to be. Ziggler will retain it then.
Yeah, I think Ziggler will retain also.
Let's move on to the Divas match. Beth Phoenix versus Eve. Wow, this is a toss up. I would pick I pick Beth to win. I mean, logically she should win, but I don't know if they want a face to win. I could see Eve pulling off an upset win, but I'm gonna pick Beth. I'll play it safe and pick Beth.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Beth also.
I think Beth is
gonna win it.
I'm gonna be wrong, but I'll pick it. Let's see what other matches they've got. I guess we'll move on to the Mark Henry and Big Show. I don't think there's any other matches after that. I'm picking Mark Henry to retain.
Yeah, I think Mark Henry's gonna win also.
But then again, Big Show is most likely the most credible threat to Mark Henry winning it because I don't see anybody other than Orton or Cena, you know, being him. But I'm gonna pick Henry, you know, to win.
Yeah, gotcha. I think he's gonna retain it also.
All right, and then we're gonna move on to the WWE title, CM Punk versus Alberto Del Rio. And I think we're in agreement, and I think 99% of the people, except for Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez, will disagree with us, but I think CM Punk's going to win it.
Yeah, me too. I think CM Punk's definitely going to retain the title. I win the title, I should say.
Yeah, I think he's going to do it.
Yeah. I can't see what's-his-face What's his face?
Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, I think he's gonna lose.
I think so too.
I think CM Punk's gonna win it, and he's gonna be the new champ. Because when he first got it, he didn't even have it for that long.
Yeah. Because Alberto cashed it in on him.
Yeah.
When he won the Money in the Bank to win his first ever title, and then shortly afterwards he lost it to Cena.
Right.
So this is his first one-on-one opportunity against Del Rio.
Right. And he's going to win. I have a good feeling tonight he's going to win the title.
Yeah. And, of course, we're going to wrap it up with, you know, the main event. The first time in seven years, The Rock returns at MSG in the arena where he started his career, 96, at the Survivor Series, in this very arena here. And then in 2004, at WrestleMania 20, Rock retired at MSG. And now his career returns at MSG. And here's the main event. Him and his rival, WrestleMania 28 rival, John Cena, are teaming up first time and most likely the last time against Awesome Truth.
Yeah, Rock's I think Rock and did that duo, something did happen tonight. That duo of Rock and Cena.
My prediction is that even though I want Rock to win, but I have a strong feeling that Awesome Truth's gonna win because one of the guys are gonna turn on each other, preferably Cena.
Yeah.
And get that, because if he don't turn heel now, he's never gonna turn heel. Even though I'm pulling for The Rock, ideally I'd love to see Cena try to screw The Rock, but Rock, counters it and defeats him, win the match, and then whoop Cena all over the arena. But most likely what's going to happen is that even though pretty much I think Awesome Truth is going to win because they're pretty much setting us up, the fans, to think that Cena and Rock is going to win because obviously, they're two future Hall of Famers on the same team. But we've seen this all before. You know, one of them most likely is going to screw the other guy out of the title. There's no title on the line. I mean, winning the match, I should say.
Yeah.
So my prediction, awesome truth.
Yeah.
What you think?
I think it's something different. I could see Awesome Truth winning tonight, but then again, I could also see Cena and Rock winning tonight. I don't know. I think it can go either way, but.
Yeah.
I know for a fact something's going to happen between Rock and Cena tonight.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Because, if something doesn't happen tonight, nothing's ever going to happen. I mean, they got to make something epic happen. I don't know. I'm smelling it like WrestleMania 17. I mean, like when Stone Cold shocked the world and turned heel, allied himself with Vince McMahon, his biggest rival.
Right, exactly.
To go against The Rock. So, Sam tells me there's something in the air. This is the 25th anniversary, MSG. Something crazy, awesome is going to happen. No pun intended, but Awesome Truth's going to upset and win because one of the guys are going to screw the other guy out of winning the match.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a good match. A good match to watch.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be an awesome Survivor Series, hopefully.
Yeah.
It lives up to the potential. So, what match do you think is gonna steal the match of the night? What match do you think is gonna be the match of the night?
I think it's gonna be the traditional Survivor Series match. Team Orton versus Team Barrett. I think that's gonna be the match of the night.
Yeah, you might have a point there. Because this is the traditional match. This event is famous for, so this event definitely needs a jolt because last year Vince was thinking about destroying the whole Survivor Series tag team concept, but luckily he changed his mind and allowed it to be the Survivor Series, so hopefully they all come out, you know, especially with, you know, the buzz, you know, that the Garden's having today, you know.
Yeah.
This major, the major main event. So this is definitely the match that could potentially steal the show if everything goes as planned for the, you know, for the guys.
I think it will.
I still think the marquee match, I still think it's going to be a cross between the, you know, Cena and Rock match and the CM Punk versus Alberto Del Rio match.
Yeah, it's going to be between those two.
And then
the worst match of the night, I think, is going to be Bethany versus Eve. That'll be the worst match.
Yeah, because we've seen this match so many times. I mean, you see it on Raw all the time practically.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know what they could do. I don't know what they could do to make the match, you know, more interesting. I mean, so yeah, I think easily that's going to be the worst match of the night. No disrespect to any of the, you know, the ladies, but
yeah,
I have to agree with you on that for sure.
Well, if I rock bottom a kid tonight, that probably will be the best match of the night.
But it should be a great event.
By series.
All right, so quickly, to recap, I picked Randy Orton. I mean, I picked Wade Barrett to be the sole survivor. You pick Randy Orton.
Yep.
And the Divas match, we both picked Beth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Mark Henry versus Big Show for the World Heavyweight title. Both pick Mark Henry.
Yep.
The whatchamacallit, the WWE title match. We both pick CM Punk.
Yep. Gonna pick CM Punk to win the championship tonight.
And the United States title, I think we both pick Ziggler to win, right?
Yeah. Ziggler's gonna retain the title.
Yeah, I picked Ziggler to win with an asterisk if somehow Ryder could get into this matchup somehow, then I think Ryder will win. But
I don't see Zack Ryder being in the match in the event tonight.
Yeah, most likely. Even though there's a lot of fans, you know, pulling for the guy.
Yeah.
But
Zack Ryder is kind of goofy.
Yeah, I mean his character. I mean, I don't know. You can't. It's kind of like Santino's character, except you know, Jersey Shore kind of feel to it.
I know. With the woo 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 woo.
Yeah.
Woo 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 woo.
But lastly, we both picked Awesome Truth to win. But we could easily see if somehow, you know, Rock and Cena could get, you know, could put their differences aside. You know, they'll win it, of course. They'll win it most likely as long as one of the guys don't, you know, try to, you know.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
It could go either way. It could be Austin True winning tonight, or it could be Rock.
I'm picking Austin True to upset with a little aid of either Cena or Rock.
Right.
You know, it would be surprising if Cena turned heel and then he formed like a faction with Miz and R-Truth.
Wow.
That'd
be
crazy.
That would be crazy.
But you know what time it is, folks. The show is ending. I want to thank you guys for watching another edition of Sports Urban Legend along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. I want to thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you guys next week. We'll give you the review. We'll find out who's right, who's wrong. Because it seems like we picked the same matches. So that Survivor Series, traditional Survivor Series matchup, will be the wild card to determine who's right.
And let's just hope it's a good one tonight.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope it's a great one.
Yeah.
Well, one, thank you guys for listening. See you guys next week. Peace.
See ya.